In the last few days, there have been 3 separate train disruptions. We would like to assure commuters that these incidents are unrelated. Last Sunday, there was a faulty train on the north-south line, and the recovery required a 12-car push-out operation, which took time before normal train services could resume. We needed to disembark commuters from the faulty train and coupled it with the rescue train to bring it back to the depot for checks. For last night's East-West Line incident, preliminary investigations showed that the fault was isolated and not systemic. A faulty component in the power system caused a signalling failure that disrupted services between Aljunied and Tanah Merah stations. The component has since been isolated and train services resumed as normal this morning. As for this morning's incident on the Thomson East Coast Line, we are working with the OEM and LTA to investigate a signalling fault which required a system restart. Train services were temporarily suspended for about 30 minutes. To minimise inconvenience during the morning peak, commuters were disembarked and advised to use alternate lines. These are isolated cases, not systemic issues across the rail network. In each situation, our staff acted swiftly to prioritise commuter safety, deploy recovery measures, and provide free bus bridging services. Moving forward, we will work closely with LTA on the following 3 areas. 1, carry out a detailed assessment of our rail assets. As part of our commitment to long-term reliability, we will strengthen life cycle management of our rail system, accelerate asset renewal and upgrading where needed. 2, we will jointly carry out technical audits of critical systems to identify gaps, areas for improvement, and response procedure. These include power, signalling, train and track system audits. 3, when handling incidents, we apply a safety-first approach for both commuters and staff. Safety precautionary measures, which typically take 2 to 3 hours, are necessary to ensure the protection of all. We recognise the inconvenience these incidents cause and sincerely apologise to affected commuters. Without compromising safety, we will do our best to shorten the recovery time. To further support commuters, from September, we have started piloting enhanced crowd management measures. Our staff are now equipped with improved tools to help guide passengers, particularly at major interchanges during peak periods. We remain committed to working closely with LTA and our OEM partners to strengthen rail reliability through robust life cycle management, timely asset renewal and continuous improvements so that commuters can enjoy safer and more reliable journeys. We recognise that there is room for improvement on ground communications. For each incident, the impact on each commuter varies depending on where one is within the train network. This is an area that we are looking to work on with LTA.